Resurrected Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam Radio on RBN. This is Lori Anderson, and with me tonight is Lori and Chris. And we were just discussing, Lori had just let us know about a current situation going on in Dallas. So I wanted to let you all know before we go back to the topic of conversation on the mortgage, and this is mainstream media, so I just want to let you know we will be digging further into this, as there have been a lot of situations that have been arising conveniently through HSEEP drills. Now, I'm not saying this is one of them. Please don't misunderstand me. This very well could be an actual shooting. However, we have found that there has been a lot of false flags and hoaxes going on that have been to stem that gun control that UNSATT and UNODA trying to get the guns. So we will definitely be digging into this. However, mainstream media right now on Channel 3 states that in Dallas, Texas, two police officers have been shot in a Dallas protest Thursday night, according to local CBS news station. Protesters and police alike took cover when shots rang out during a demonstration in response to deadly police shootings across the country. Yes, this was a Black Lives Matter protest. Police officers were searching for a man with a rifle, according to several reports. Many people said it sounded like a semi-automatic weapon. That is on WTKR.com. Like I said, this is mainstream media. However, there are some interesting facts that they put out there. It says police are currently investigating a parking garage near Commerce and Austin Streets in downtown Dallas as bystanders shelter in place, according to KTVT. Reports are asking people to stay out of the area. A reporter on the scene could be heard saying that the protests appeared to be very peaceful before shots were fired. Okay, so this definitely is something we will have to look into. So be aware, like I said, it could very well be an actual event.
Boy, I'm going to confirm this is an actual shooting. I have friends down there. We have out now of people that were actually there hearing the shots and actually seeing the peace officers down.
Well, no, that's not what I mean. That's not what I mean. Yeah. What I mean by actual event is false flags are real. People die. People get hurt.
Yeah.
But what I mean by actual is spontaneous, that this is not a planned situation in order to make another event in order to take the guns. That's what I mean by that.
Exercise.
That's what they are reporting. They're reporting a black gentleman in camo with his rifle, and we don't know what type of weapon he had, that waited for the peace officers to go in front of him, and then he started shooting. And then we also have reports of a sniper on, I believe it's the El Centro building out there. So there's more than one person out there. So if it comes down to one shooter, we've already gotten reports. There's more than one shooter is actually by the press. So they can't pull a fast one on us this time. So it being a paid event, absolutely it's a paid event. They're already on that down there in Dallas.
Right. And many people also already know and are fully aware, especially our listeners, that Black Lives Matter, you run back to Soros funding. So, it's just, it's sad either way. It is sad either way. And what drives me crazy about this situation is how many of those people out there at that event are unarmed and not being able to shoot back. Is it another gun-free zone where they're at, Lori? Do you know?
No, it's actually in downtown Dallas, Lamar Street and Main Street, right in that area. And they had an open protest, and you can open carry in Texas. I mean, that's what we fought for last year. It's licensed, but you can open carry. And the police are very aware that you can open carry. They have a heavily involved open carry group there that did not plan on going to tonight's event.
Right.
So we don't know what's going on. Somebody down there went armed, and the police were not, upset about it because you're allowed to do that.
May I?
I have no clue what happened. Go ahead, Chris.
Yes.
Well, I saw this video when the wife of the gentleman and his young child were in the auto at the same time this shooting took place. Mm-hmm. I think a more important concept that we need to all cognize is that all lives matter, not mm-hmm. just black, not just brown, not just white. All lives matter to the people that love them, whether they're yes. police or victims. It doesn't make any difference.
Right.
More importantly, as you recall, Zeke Emanuel adopted somebody else's, whether it was Stalin's or Goebbels, I can't tell you, never let a crisis go to waste. And under the yes. Saul Alinsky model of collapsing the economy and to resurrect it in the form that they want to remake it in is precisely what Hillary Clinton talks about, and Dan Jones and many of the weathermen from the 60s that are the Saul Alinskyites, of course, a mm-hmm. mentor and possibly a paramour of Hillary Clinton's. She was actually enamored and studied him intensely in her young days in college.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we see them utilizing this event, whether all these so-called snipers and police shooters are spontaneous, organic, originating events because of the shocking to the public sense of law that we see down there, or they're paid provocateur mercenaries down there to stir up the summer Occupy movement and or Black Lives Matter movement, or whatever you want to call it, in Texas and around the world. This is something mm-hmm. they forecast, and the CIA is very commonly known for in their Gladio operations and other like-minded events of using whatever types of contention they can drive between the people to divide them apart and try to create the illusion of separation between the people so they'll fight and destroy themselves, whether it's police against the people or firemen against the police or the academias against the common people. You know, that makes any difference as long as they can create a divisive wedge against people to force them to fight against themselves. It suits their political agenda to bring about their communist, one-world, terroristic New World Order.
Oh, absolutely. It's the perfect divide and conquer. And, you know, I don't go for this Black Lives Matter and this, that, and the other. It's exactly right. All lives matter. And what individuals need to realize, quit looking at the color of skin, because it's not us against the other groups or the other groups against us. It's us against the police state. And the police state, when I say the police state, I'm not talking about the good police officers and sheriffs that actually stand for the Constitution. I'm talking about the ones with the mentality to brutalize the people because they are being propagandized. And yet, even though you know they have to have some sort of sense of morality in their own mind, knowing it's wrong, they're still going along with it. And that's what we're fighting, is the police state, not each other. And that when they realize that, and they realize, you know, it's not African-American, it's not Caucasian-American, it's not Mexican-American, it's not Chinese-American, you're American, period. You're American, period. And we need to worry about each and every one of them. Now, with all of this and the lawlessness that's coming on from all the way from Washington, D.C. on down, it is no wonder that every other facet of the community governments and everything else are lawless. Because they see, well, they're not obeying by the law. I don't have to obey by the law. So we have all these judges, these city commissioners, these everywhere, infested everywhere, as if they are, oh, I hate to say it, but it's almost as if they are like roaches breeding in the corruption. And it's sickening to me. It is sickening. But we will definitely. So, no, I do believe, Lori, I just wanted to make that clear. And I'm glad that you said that, because maybe the listeners wouldn't have understood. I needed to clarify more. I'm not suggesting that nobody got shot. I'm not suggesting there's not live fire. I do believe that part of it. I'm just going to definitely do some digging and find out whether there was an HSEEP drill beforehand and or some sort of agents in the area, if you will, because that tends to happen just like with Orlando. You know, the UNODA and the UNSATT were going on. And have you noticed? I covered that. I covered that almost right after the Orlando shooting. Very few other individuals have covered it. Now, the New American did cover it. They did a great job covering it. And some others have picked up, you know, on the article. But the ones that I've sent it to, even I even sent this to information. And you know me, I always send official documents. I even sent it to Alex Jones. Now, he's got all his sight. He wants everybody to believe that he's pro-gun. He wants everybody to believe that he's fighting against the gun grabbers. He's got all this stuff on his sight. You know, they're coming for your guns, and he's doing the sit-in of the Congress. And I gave him that before the Democrats did the sit-in, and he still hasn't covered it. So what does that tell you? Now, that's my personal opinion. I have nothing against Alex. I'm not for or against him. But the truth is the truth, and it was sent to him. I'm not going to lie about that, and he has not covered it. I think that's imperative for every American to know, and he's got a reach of 3.5 million people. Why isn't he covering it?
Exactly. They got somebody in that area fast to do this Black Lives Matter march. They had quite a few people, a lot of signs out there. I think somebody had something, unarmed American holding a sign. When you see the sign in this picture that I saw earlier, the unarmed citizen or unarmed American, I kind of was snickering, and then the shooting happened, and it kind of clicked in that this new motto, new shirt that they have is showing during another shooting. So they're showing signs out there that it wasn't a gun control march. It was a march to say that lives matter and police shouldn't shoot people. But why do they have an open carry T-shirt on? It was a little strange to me.
Right. So to get back, let's get back to the topic, the mortgages and the numbers and the U.S. debt clock and the illusions of how wonderful this country is doing. Okay, so they want to claim that the unemployment rate, the official unemployed, official, notice that number, unemployed, is 7,312,945. Well, that just sounds all nice and great till you look at the chart. Then it says actual unemployed is 15,213,778. Then it says the U.S. workforce in 2000 was 155,141,359. And then, but now it's 151,267,374. But here we go. Not in the labor force. Now, explain to me the numbers, because remember, wait a minute. Didn't they just say the actual unemployed was 15,213,776, right? So how in the world do you have not in the labor force being 94,876,409? Almost a $20 million, I mean, almost a $20 million,
that's
million.
That's poor math.
Right. So also, not only that, you have, it's almost a $20 million in jump from 2000. In 2000, there was only 79,202,481 not in the labor force. Now, I want something to really sink into individuals, because they keep on about this, oh, Obama's so great, he lowered the debt, he lowered the deficit, they don't know the difference between debt and deficit, but that's okay. So, debt is what is actually owed, and deficit is what is projected. In other words, I'm going to use Lori as an example. If I were to tell Lori that I'm going to give her an allowance of $1,000 this year, and then next year I'm going to give Lori a $5,000 allowance. So the next year comes around, and oh my gosh, I can't do the $5,000. So what I do is I say, Lori, look, I am not going to be able to do the $5,000 on that allowance. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you $3,000 instead of $5,000. Thus, I have just lowered the deficit by $2,000, but I've increased the debt by $2,000, and that is how the American people are scammed, because they keep on switching these words. So, over here, you're going to love this. Debt per citizen, $59,712, and debt per taxpayer, $161,650. Now, that's at the top. So you have to remember on here, you have to dig, because they have a lot of different individual things that they want to subcategorize, and they do that to keep you tricked. So the federal budget deficit, okay, the liability per taxpayer. Are y'all ready for this? You better be almost a millionaire. I'm not even kidding. $858,481. Now, how well is Obama and every other politician, including the Republicans that are going along with his junk, doing? You've got to be a millionaire just at your liability per taxpayer. Think about that, people. That is not okay. And every bit of it's unconstitutional. Every bit of it. So we have all of this going on, but they have a good number of inmates, okay, which just so happens to lead right back to J.P. Morgan Chase for that private prison system. Prison inmates now is 1,926,918. Now, that's what it says, right? But then it says convicted felons are 6,702,046. Mm. Now, remember when I told you the living in poverty tried to say it was 46,858,941? Now, you remember that?
Yeah.
Okay, so explain to me how the total people receiving benefits is 161,983,118. Only by magic of Washington, D.C.
I like to call those economistic terms. Soothsaying. Prognostication.
You know, I will tell people this. This is on the debt clock. I don't know if you're into buying gold or not, but hey, it's at $7,642 per ounce right now.
Wow.
Dollar to gold ratio.
You mean 1,600?
No. It says on, now I'm reading off the debt clock. It says $7,642 per ounce. That's what it says right now.
I don't know if I trust those numbers on the debt clock.
Well, I know.
Where to get
that's
that
what
kind
I'm
of
saying.
Money, I'd go sell some gold today.
Well, not only that, they're saying that the dollar to silver ratio is $845.65 per ounce.
I think those are projected, hypothecated fantasy
numbers
that they're speculating are going to be, if things keep going the way they are, as opposed to how they truly are. I'm pretty sure I looked at it this morning, and gold could have been around the $1,100 to $1,200 range on this morning's fix.
And I was going to say, you're more than likely exactly right. I'm just reading to you what on the debt clock is saying. So I want to let everybody know, I'm reading off the
even a broken clock is right twice a day.
You know, I am reading off of the U.S. debt clock. And if anybody wants to see these active numbers just continue to spend, you can go to www.usdebtclock.org, and it's there. It's there. So the thing is, they're stealing us blind on everything. They're, oh my Lord, they're, wow. What do you think about us going on to a couple of other topics? Because I have some pretty interesting topics that I think that have come out today.
Girl.
You for that, Lori?
Let's go for it.
Okay, let's hit the Obamacare issue. Y'all love that Obamacare. Okay. The Obamacare issue has hit again. And, of course, there's a lot of different aspects that have hit today that I saw. One of the issues is there's another huge drop-off in Obamacare enrollment since January. I know everybody's so shocked, right? Because the card that actually doesn't cover anything but allows them to theft of your resources, well, you know, you have to have that. So it says around 10 million people are expected to remain enrolled in Obamacare plans by the end of 2016. Out of 323,930 2,609 people in the United States of America. Woohoo! Great job. 10 million people are expected to stay into the socialist medicine. Well, they've started
now,
to figure
Lori,
out it's about robbing people.
Are you enrolled in Obamacare?
I absolutely am proudly not and refuse to.
I had a feeling you were going to say something
absolutely
like that.
Absolutely not and proud to say I am not. And the constitution of the state that I am in currently, actually the people were smart, did an amendment to their constitution and the Bill of Rights. Article 1, Section 21, and made it to where they cannot be forced to purchase or obtain health insurance, and it went in and was ratified and put in two or three days before Obamacare became law, so it was great. So
might add something to the conversation here. I am probably one of the first victims of Obamacare. I was calling Harry Reid's office as a conservative IBEW Local Union 357 union electrician to take issue with the constitutionally invidious aspects of the so-called Affordable Health Care Act, which is not affordable, and it's not about health care, but about redistribution of the wealth under the guise
control.
Of health. And for that, I was politically assassinated at the IBEW, terminated without cause from a fairly lucrative union electrician job. And so I can proudly say I'm one of the first victims of Obamacare, although I am not one who will ever volunteer to be circumscript to that corporate slavehood of accepting their benefits to owe them my life and obligations.
Right. Right. Well, you know, so many people, unfortunately, started to realize after they signed up on it, just because you have a card doesn't mean you have insurance. It means you get a pretty sheet of paper, some numbers on it. And I ran into some people. They were great people. They really were. They were tricked, of course, like a lot of people are. And it was so sad. I mean, some of these were elderly people. They had their hopes up that, you know, this was going to be the fix-it for them. They couldn't get health care. They had signed up into Obamacare. They could not get health care for anything. And, you know, I told her, I said, well, I hate to say it. Please don't take this the wrong way because I feel very bad for you, but you were lied to, you know. And here's the facts. And so she, bless her heart, I hope she eventually did get some sort of health care to help her. I do know that there were individuals that are doctors that actually started stopping using any kind of insurance whatsoever, and it made all the costs go down so massively that prescriptions that normally would be $200 to $300 were only like $6. And that's because all people don't realize the reason why that the doctors are so expensive, the reason why prescriptions are so expensive is because of the government. It was never as expensive as it is and has been since they have been involved with regulations, because they have to pay individuals to do all these little regulations and everything. So with the Obamacare issue, that's not the only thing that's come up about Obamacare. Now, we also have that it says a bill that would allow illegal immigrants to buy Obamacare plans with their own money is headed to the desk of California Governor Jerry Brown after the state Senate passed the measure on Thursday. While President Obama's health care law bans illegal immigrants from purchasing Obamacare plans, California, of course, leading the way in that Agenda 21, is trying to partially change that through what is known as 1332 waiver. If Brown signs the new measure into law, it would allow the state to petition the federal government to let it allow illegal immigrants to buy plans through covered California, although they couldn't even get federal subsidies. So that's another issue that came up on the Obamacare issue. I also saw that the premiums, once again, everybody warning, if you are on Obamacare, if you haven't found a way not to be required to be in this unconstitutional and illegal action, the medical plans are expected to go up an average of an 11% next year, said a study that reinforced reports of sharp increases around the country in the election season. So that's a warning that the full picture on 2017 premiums will emerge later this summer as the presidential election heads into the home stretch. It says the health law's next sign-up session starts a week before Election Day. Democrat Hillary Clinton wants to build on President Barack Obama's health overhaul, which has reduced the uninsured rate to historically low 9%. Are they kidding me?
Wait a minute.
These people.
Wasn't this so-called Obama Health Care Act originally Hillary Care that then Romney made it Romney Care?
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I just want to know where all those funneled monies were that went to the botched websites. Oh, that's right. I believe they were family friends of the Obamas, weren't they, in Canada? That had already previously... and they were the ones receiving the monies to do the Obamacare website, if I'm remembering correctly. And these individuals that they gave the money to had already botched up Canada's healthcare.
Wait a minute, wasn't
website.
That the company that the system crashed and it couldn't ever register anybody? They got paid millions and millions and millions of dollars of payola kickbacks and quid pro quo beneficium
for providing
a substandard, fatally defective product to the American people, and there weren't any consequences for selling us that line of hooey?
Oh, no, they're probably spending it on vacation, you know. So, we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Stay with us.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
FoodForLiberty.com sells high-quality, storable foods from New Mana. And right now, take advantage of our summer special. Purchase two family packs and we'll send you a Pro Pure Water Pitcher, a $70 value, free. This premium pitcher is ideal for use with just about any water source and removes more contaminants than other brands. And it comes with a filter that lasts up to 2 full years. Whether you need to be prepared in the event of an emergency, you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, New Mana is known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, super nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. And with a 25-year shelf life, you can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. Go to foodforliberty.com right now for great-tasting, high-quality, storable foods from New Mana. Buy two family packs and get the Pro Pure Water Pitcher free. It makes good sense to be prepared. Get it at foodforliberty.com.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The 5 tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Yo, Pop, just got my new black robe, my bench, my new hammer, representing Saturn, the inhibitor. I've been using with a vermin and rings around it. The mere fact is a felony, it's got me hurting like, aw, oh, wish it was a misdemeanor, I'd be
welcome
murdered
back to Resurrect Republic Church on Stamp Radio. I'm your host, Lori Anderson, with Lori and Chris, and we're going to have a couple more callers come in just a few minutes, but we were discussing the Obamacare fiasco, so I wanted to bring in something else. Now, this is a form of amusement for our listeners, because we know, and everybody that is here as a guest also knows, there is nothing going to be done about the criminals in Washington. It doesn't matter how many hearings you have. They still walk free. It's a dog and pony show. But with that on note, even though it's a dog and pony show, I'm going to give you a little bit of amusement tonight. As most of you know, Miss Corrupt Hillary Clinton is not going to be facing charges for her email scandal of sharing classified information, because apparently she is just so inept that she doesn't know computer literacy well enough to know that. Now, I want to tell you something that's crazy about this. The FBI director admits that her server was less secure than a free Google email. Now, think about that. Less secure. So they not only had classified documents, they had top secret documents. Oh, no, I can't prove that it was hacked. Well, gee, guess what? Intent is not in that code that she agreed to do, and she lied to the people over and over and over again. So anyway, today, the they had a hearing where they are questioning the FBI director, Mr. Comey. And Trey Gowdy, God love his heart, did it the best way that he could do it, that helps at least give us who are really fighting for the rights. And I say he did a good job, but my thing is this. Eric Holder's been before them. Lois Lerner's been before them. All the other unlawfulness between the federal corruption has been before them. Hundreds and hundreds of lives have been lost due to the Fast and Furious. Nobody is ever going to jail, even when they lie and perjure themselves under oath. So I wanted to share with you a clip. It's a pretty short clip, but it's a clip of what Trey Gowdy told the FBI director, James Comey, during the House hearing about her email scandal. Representative Gowdy, he had the FBI director answer direct questions on Hillary's many misleading statements. It's not misleading statements. Stop political correctness. She flat out lied. It's time to call a spade, people. If you would, Mike, do you have that queued up? And if you do, would you play that for our audience so they can have some amusement today?
Of intent. You say she was extremely careless, but not intentionally so. You and I both know intent is really difficult to prove. Very rarely do defendants announce, on this date, I intend to break this criminal code section. Just to put everyone on notice, I am going to break the law on this date. It never happens that way. You have to do it with circumstantial evidence. Or if you're Congress and you realize how difficult it is to prove specific intent, you will formulate a statute that allows for gross negligence. My time is out, but this is really important. You mentioned there's no precedent for criminal prosecution. My fear is there still isn't. There's nothing to keep a future Secretary of State or President from this exact same email scheme or their staff. And my real fear is this. It's what the chairman touched upon. This double-track justice system that is rightly or wrongly perceived in this country. That if you are a private in the Army and you email yourself classified information, you will be kicked out. But if you are Hillary Clinton and you seek a promotion to Commander-in-Chief, you will not be. So what I hope you can do today is help the average person, the reasonable person you made reference to, the reasonable person understand why she appears to be treated differently than the rest of us would be.
If I might.
Yes, go ahead.
Well, you know, a couple of things. First and foremost, as I mentioned, I'm a former multi-jurisdiction law enforcement professional. And here at the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department, they taught us the definition of intent is manifested by the circumstances connected to the commission of the offense and the sound mind of the person accused. And I think that any reasonable person would have to assume and deduce and expect that Hillary Clinton, or Clinton as the case may be, being the so-called expert attorney that she's claimed being for her whole flipping life, if she doesn't know, she darn well should know that what she did demonstrated intent. And for Mr. Comey, the former attorney for counsel for the HSBC Bank's drug laundering operations, should have prosecuted. But we have this dangerous concept in the legal system today called judicial, prosecutorial, and officer discretion, where their discretion gives them the ability to do whatever the devil they want to and try to fabricate some phony support for their preposterous position. And that makes it dangerous for the rest of us in the world because there's a whole myriad of different opinions of people as to what in their discretion is permissible or legal, although everything may not be lawful.
Right. And, you know, if anybody wants to watch The Hill, thehill.com, and you type in the title of Watch Live, FBI Director Comey Testifies on Clinton Email Probe, it's a 6-hour video. And he admits to her in destruction of evidence. Okay, you cannot tell me there's not intent when you intentionally destroyed evidence. However, I figured everybody might enjoy a little bit of laugh on that. We all know nothing's going to come out of it, just like it didn't with Lois Lerner, just with all of it, because it is completely corrupt down to the core. They get by with doing what they want, and then Washington wonders why none of us have any respect for them. Now, I do not have anything against Trey Gowdy. I want to make that clear to the listeners. I'm not attacking Trey Gowdy in any way. It's just a proven fact. But, right, and he did. He used to be a prosecutor. But the problem is, no matter how many times he rants and raves, or Ted Cruz rants and raves, or they put these daggone committees together and they spend millions of dollars on this fanfare, nobody goes to jail. So why do them? Because the point is to hold people accountable. And that's not what's going on. It's so that the people think that they're actually going to do something. If they were going to actually do something, why aren't they charging the people, Republicans and Democrats both, that have supported funding, arming, training terrorists to try to overthrow Assad when they are our enemies? When they were created and known stem out of the Mujahideen, known to be al-Qaeda, on their payroll. This is what ran to Benghazi. Because what? A sovereign country, I'm sorry, we don't like their leader because they won't let us put in that pipeline, and they won't go along with our scheme, and they don't have that central bank in there. Really? I mean, you know, it really is just completely disgusting. But I did want to bring up some other issues real quick, and then I wanted to bring on Fred as well. Chris, you can stay on the line if you would like. The Gang of Eight, anti-American amnesty bill is set to be revived. That's on freedomoutpost.com. That was posted today. It says, Gang of Eight in the United States Senate pushed forward a ridiculous anti-American amnesty bill and stood with pride before the American people and said that it was good for us. It was the summary ignored by the House of Representatives. Now the same senators are discussing it off and seeking to revive it. It says, quote, I will tell you what I'm going to do, and I'm going to do it in 2017, unquote, Senator Lindsey Graham recently told Politico. I'm going to take the Gang of Eight bill out, dust it off, and ask anybody and everybody who wants to work with me to make it better to do so. So definitely go check that out. I want to cover many other topics tonight and have full discussion, so I'm not going to read all of these, but I'm giving you the ability to do the topics for research. Now, I wanted to bring up, did anybody hear about the nightclub mass shooting in South Carolina? Did anybody hear about that? Did you hear about that? Did you hear about that, Chris?
What was that you were asking me we heard about?
Did you hear about the mass shooting at a nightclub in South Carolina?
I may have heard a little something about it, but it sounds like another one of those drills, if I had to guess.
No, actually, this one wasn't. And I'll tell you why most people haven't heard about this. This is one that I am going to read to you all. Following the Orlando shooting and all the whining and crying from communist gun grabbers, the media was largely silent on one particular nightclub mass shooting in South Carolina. Care to guess why? I'm getting ready to tell you. It seems it was largely due to the fact that a concealed weapon carrier was able to stop the shooting, which was in progress. Deputies with the Spartanburg County said a man faces multiple attempted murder charges after opening fire outside a nightclub early Sunday morning. Deputies said that 32-year-old Jody Ray Thompson pulled out a gun after getting into an argument with another man and fired several rounds towards a crowd that had gathered out in front of the club. Quote, his round struck three victims and almost struck a fourth victim, who in self-defense pulled his own weapon and fired, striking Thompson in the leg, Lieutenant Kevin Bobo said. Bobo said the man who shot Thompson has a valid concealed weapons permit, cooperated with investigators, and will not be facing any charges. Now, that is why you didn't hear about that mass shooting. Isn't that amazing?
Well, that makes perfect sense to me. It must have been a political decision not to air that particular news, because it supported the same concept that actually makes sense and sensibility, that people who are competent to keep and bear defensive implements are the best solution to these so-called gun-free zones, is a man with a firearm who's able to put the round in the middle of the target where he's aiming, and to stop these idiots with these guns that are usually on psychotropic meds run out by the government with scopolamine to wipe their brains so they can't remember who they are or where they come from whenever they carry out these acts that are psychotropically programmed into their feeble little minds.
And then here's a kicker, okay? One of the most gun-controlled, and let me be specific to the audience, real gun control is knowing how to hit your target. That's the only real gun control, okay? But in the fictitious form of gun control, where there's these all these gun control laws that are supposed to keep you nice and safe, Chicago now has more than 2,000 people shot in Chicago so far in 2016. One of the biggest gun-free zones there is. Well, oh my gosh, but I thought if you outlawed it that the outlaws would quit shooting people. You know, but it says Chicago, a war among criminals rages on in America's third largest city, with innocent residents caught in the crossfire. Over the holiday weekend, Chicago passed an ominous threshold. So far in 2016, 2,000 people have been victims of quote unquote gun violence. No, it's criminal violence. And if
Ronald Manuel is the mayor there. Mr. Never Let a Crisis Go to Waste, especially if you have to fabricate your own so you can create the chaos that you're looking for.
Right. So, if you live in Chicago and you are a law-abiding citizen, start standing up for your rights, arm yourselves, and protect yourselves. These corrupt politicians know exactly what they're doing. They do not care that you're caught in the crossfire. And it is unbelievable to me how anybody can consistently try to say, well, we need more gun control laws because it's going to stop the criminals from murdering people because of guns. Okay, first of all, you can use vehicles. Vehicles kill more people. It's number one killer, by the way, of children under the age of 14 years old is a vehicle. Car accidents. And what drives me nuts is they want more gun control. Murder is already illegal, people. Theft is already illegal. Do you think they give a rip if they have to have a background check?
Stupidity unlawful.
Well, not only that, let's get real. If the criminals really want the guns, all they have to do is go buy them from the ATF. Now, I said it, and I'll say it publicly, because you know what? ATF did the Fast and Furious weapons gun running to the Sinaloa drug cartel. Over 200 people's lives were lost in Mexico. You've got at least three, probably a lot more, in the United States of America. And now it's being said that the attacks in Paris are linking to the Fast and Furious guns as well. Who's going to be held accountable for that? Why aren't these people, every person who was involved with that, why aren't they being charged all the way up to the White House? Because Obama admitted that he approved Fast and Furious a while back on video. Why are they not being held accountable for these deaths? when they knowingly put it in the hands of criminals. Fred, welcome to the show. It is good to have you.
Hello, can you guys hear me?
We can hear you, Fred. How are you doing today, and what would you like to discuss?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say hello to Lori and Chris and Lori. And
Hi, Fred.
Right now, gold is $1,357.18, down $2.91, 0.21% down. Okay, I'm a day trader, kind of a dumbass day trader, but all I trade is mining stocks. In the last few weeks, I've hit a fairly good lick.
Okay.
But that isn't what I want to talk about. All lives matter. When we value life, every life, then we are righteous. But this bull crap, day in and day out, week after week, month after month, divide and conquer, and RBN in so many cases goes right along with it. And that gripes my rear end to no end. Mm-hmm. Now, I believe in nations, I believe in borders, and there are cultures that go with these borders. But every person is of value.
Oh, yeah.
And when we think the United States of America, that we are so righteous that we can go to another nation and slaughter their women and their children and bomb them into the Stone Age, what in hell does that make us?
Right, right. Absolutely. Well, they're all illegal invasions in the first place. They're taking their orders from UN and NATO.
And everybody talks about, and it brings up so many important things, but they never get to the bottom line. And they say, and this is the fact, the powers that be, but they never get to the power that is. And when you talk about that, people can't take it. I'm not worried about RBN listeners handling the truth. I'm worried about RBN handling the truth. Now, they do such a good job in so many areas that are important, but they never get to the bottom line. That's too scary. That's too dangerous. But anyhow, great show. I enjoy it. I've got my little spiel out. Thank you, and have a good evening. Goodbye.
Aw, you're welcome. You have a really good day. And I believe it was last week, I'm trying to find it. But
are you looking for that?
There's some
Give everybody an update on Dallas.
Yes.
There have been 10 peace officers that have been shot. They're saying it was 2 snipers from above that were shooting at these peace officers. I believe 3 have passed. 2 are in critical and in surgery. So we've got 5 that are really, 3 that are gone, 2 that are really hurt, and 5 more that have been shot. A lot of them are DART, which is the bus system peace officers. And that's kind of the update we've had so far, and probably when the show ends, there'll be a police press conference. But wanted to update people. Something really big is going on in Dallas. It's something we need to keep our eyes on. I'm sure everybody's going to be talking about it tomorrow, and it's something we need to make sure that everybody's kind of updating themselves on. This just doesn't look right. And, I'm from the Dallas area originally. This is not how we act out there. This is not Dallas that I know.
Yeah, and it's probably individuals who actually aren't even from Texas, because a lot of times you will find that they are bused in when it comes to these protests. They're bused in from other places, to create the division. It's the perfect COINTELPRO type situation. And so we definitely need to keep up on that. And everybody pray for the individuals who are out there. And everyone needs it. And stop allowing divide and conquer to happen in our country. I did want to let everybody know that some senators have moved to pull out of the United Nations and NATO. And I think I touched base a little bit on this the other day, but this was written on July 1st. And you can simply look up conservatives press a bill that would pull the United States out of the United Nations. On that one is on freedomoutpost.com. And it says the bill sponsors are Thomas Massey, Mike Rogers, Tim Hoolscamp, Jeff Duncan, Lynn Westmoreland, and Ted Yuhu recently released the text of their bill, hoping to convince Americans to embrace independence and leave the United Nations. It says that in response to overwhelming interest in the bill, to AMEXIT, hashtag AMEXIT from the UN, here is the full text of H.R. 1205. So look up H.R. 1205, the American Sovereignty Restoration Act. Start raising your voices and saying, yes, let's pull out of the UN, because this is going to help all of us stop this globalism that is trying to destroy our union. It would, number one, it would stop U.S. payments to the United Nations. It would prevent U.S. armed forces from serving under U.N. command. It would terminate diplomatic immunity for foreign U.N. members in the United States. It would get the U.N. out of the United States, an example, close the headquarters in New York. And it would terminate U.S. membership in the United Nations, World Health Organization, UNESCO. And it would repeal the United Nations Environment Program Participation Act. So this would really be the death blow, because they use UNESCO to steal our lands, our resources. They use the World Heritage Sites to do that as well. This would devastate and be great for our country. However, it would devastate the globalists. It would get their hands out of our pockets. It would get their hands off of our resources. It would stop Agenda 21 and the EPA implementation of Agenda 21 as they push through under their stealth rules, as well as the many other issues. So definitely go forth and research H.R. 1205 and check that out. Read the entire bill. Make sure that you're willing to support it, and then help get others knowing about it to support it. Let's get out of the United Nations and let's start declaring our independence once again. For now, y'all have a blessed evening. Thank you for all of our listeners. Thank you for my guests. Thank you, Lori, so much for helping me tonight. God bless you all. We look forward to having you back, Tom. And we'll talk to you tomorrow. God bless and good night.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN, and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is RBN.
The Republic Broadcasting Network.